Scars of the Past, The Life Story of Son Gohan, a Dragon Ball Z fic, written by Frozen Flower, read by Dr. Fumbles McStupid.
Warning for discussions and depictions of torture and rape.
Warnings for suicide.
Prologue. Goku's mouth was dry and his head was pounding, but his feet kept on going. Next to him ran his arch-rival, the evil Piccolo, who somehow didn't seem quite so evil anymore. Down the endless path of Snake Way they ran together, side by side, and the pounding of their feet played a tune in Goku's head. My son is gone, my son is gone. Goku fought against the inevitable tears he felt welling up in his throat. Everything had changed so quickly. Just this morning he had left on Flying Nimbus for a much-anticipated reunion with all of his old friends. The look on Master Roshi's face when he had introduced Gohan as his son had been priceless, not to mention Krillin and Bulma's reactions. The small grin that the memory brought slipped off Goku's face. And now, he was dead. And Gohan was gone, stolen somewhere by his evil brother Raditz. Who would have known that one man could be so strong? Even with all of their combined might, he and Piccolo hadn't been able to beat the monster. Goku ran faster, trying to force out the memory of Gohan's cries as Raditz had crushed his father beneath his boots. Goku couldn't think of Gohan right now. There was nothing he could do for him. He had to save the Earth from the encroaching Saiyans. He had to get to King Kai to train. Throwing himself into his exertions, Goku tried to blot the small, innocent face from his mind. He had to face facts. There was nothing he could do. His son was already dead. Gohan looked up in terror at the man who held him, the man who was supposed to be his uncle. I want my daddy! Gohan whined pitifully. He knew it would not work. Some part of him couldn't help but try, though. He'd never even imagined that people like this man could exist. People so heartless. Casually backhanding the whimpering Gohan, Raditz picked the child up by his tail and hauled him along behind him like a piece of dirty linen. Looking up as they entered a small circular room, Gohan saw a large white creature with a long, whipping tail.
What do you have for us here, Raditz?
The creature hissed.
My Lord Frieza, Raditz replied. I have come to report the treachery of Nappa and Vegeta. They have left your service, and claim to serve none but themselves now, my lord.
Frieza's stare was inscrutable.
How did you come by this information, Raditz?
Hissed his calm, cold voice. Raditz gathered himself visibly, then replied with barely a tremor. I was on a planet called Earth when I learned of it, searching for my pathetic younger brother Kakarot. Frieza nodded coolly, and Raditz continued more confidently, with an expression of relief. What I found was a weakling in both mind and spirit. I quickly dispatched of him, sire. I learned that Vegeta and Nappa wished to purge the planet and sell it for themselves, so I retreated, as I am no match for them. There was a small gleam of suppressed rage in Frieza's eyes, but he merely smiled slightly.
What is it that you have there, Raditz?
He asked, pointing at the still whimpering Gohan. Pathetically eager to please, Raditz swung Gohan in front of him by his tail. It's a gift for you, sire. It's my pathetic brother's puny offspring. Half Saiyan, he said, yanking Gohan's tail for emphasis.
Interesting, Frieza smiled. Another little monkey boy to keep me company.
Frieza reached out to take possession of Gohan's tail.
Well, we'll have to see if you're as much fun as my last toy. But then again, Vegeta was never really that much fun. Just when I'd start playing with him, he'd always break.
Frieza grinned evilly and slammed Gohan heavily into the floor. Holding the broken child up, Frieza was disappointed to see that he was already unconscious. Tossing Gohan at Raditz, he instructed, "Put him in a regeneration tank, and come and get me when the cycle finishes. He's really very weak. It looks like I'm going to have to build up his endurance the old-fashioned way."